Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Lee Greenwood bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 12 after the hour, Memorial Day in America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I want to let it play just a minute.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom.
This part, I like this part.
Take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for letting me play that song a little bit. I love that song. I've had the pleasure of hearing Lee sing that song in person a couple of times. And buddy, it will stir you to your bones if you're an American, if you're a patriot, if you care about this country. That song is as close to the Star-Spangled Banner as anything you'll ever hear. And what a great legacy for him. And he really does it well. And after all these years, he still does it well. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with me on Memorial Day. It's my 21st consecutive live Memorial Day show. And I want to talk about Memorial Day. I love doing this. This never gets old for me because this is an important thing for me to do and for you and me to observe every year, at least once a year, every year, and really more often than this. You know, reasonable people disagree on the exact origin of what is called Memorial Day, but most accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending their country began in earnest by women of the South during the Civil War. And then on May, they would come out. They would, after the wars, and after the battles were over and the graves were all dug and the men were buried, the women of the South would come out and put flowers on the graves of all the soldiers. And then on May the 5th, 1868, after the Civil War was over, General John A. Logan, who was the national commander of the Army of the Republic, the Northern Army, well, at that point, obviously, the entire Army, was the first to make Memorial Day official with what was then called the General Order No. 11, which stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing, the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Notice that nothing in there had anything to do with North or South. Decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Since then, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner as General Logan anticipated with the language of his order, whereby, he continued, posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit, end quote. When America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing professional army, the call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men, calling themselves the Minutemen, remember that? Because they could be ready to fight in a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, people like that. Today, we call those people small business owners and small business employees. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, that book continues to benefit us. Adam Smith, in his book, The Wealth of Nations, predicted America would prevail in the Revolutionary War thanks to its militia, which turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army. America's militia, made up of shopkeepers, farmers, craftsmen, etc., turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army. That's what they did. And it was so impressive that it caught the attention of a great philosopher and the grandfather of a modern economics, Adam Smith, that he wrote that in his book, The Wealth of Nations. By the 20th century, state militia had become the National Guard, and by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, the reserves, of which I was part of for a long time. Prior to the war with Spain in 1898, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. If you were a reservist, if you were just being ready to go when, on a minute's notice, you never left American soil. But ever since then, including two world wars and four major conflicts, America has deployed citizen soldiers around the world alongside regular forces in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Guard and reserve members have accounted for one-third of U.S. forces, as well as a comparable percentage of casualties, very similar in the earlier conflicts of Vietnam and Korea. One-third of U.S. forces were deployed from the reserves and the National Guard, and a comparable number of casualties. Whenever they've been called, small businesses and small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if necessary, on the battlefield. So this weekend, we honor all who paid the ultimate price in service to this country, every one of them. And I also especially think we should point out America's small business volunteers who faithfully left their businesses, left their profession. They weren't professional soldiers, but they were prepared. They signed up for the reserves of the National Guard, and they trained, and they made themselves available to go from one night being in their own bed to the next night essentially being in the military's service. At one point in time, I was expected to be able to leave and to deploy within 48 hours. And to answer that call, those who faithfully answered that call to serve in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. And then, today, as Lincoln prayed, on this day, we honor and celebrate all those who poured out their last full measure of devotion for you and me on behalf of a grateful nation. All those men and women over the years who gave their lives so that you and I can have what we have today. Not only freedom, which comes from God, but the liberty that is a product of that freedom that we have here in America. We have those men and women to thank. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. It's Memorial Day in America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.